Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Now, when you study the book of Job, you'll find it's a lot of questions that's asked in the book of Job. In studying this book tonight, you'll find that it is a book that studies about it talks about trials, it talks about trouble, it talks about tribulation. And in this, if you'll study tonight, you'll find that Job, he buried seven sons and three daughters in one day. My mind can't get around that. Seven sons and three daughters in one day. I remember 1971, I buried two babies in one day. That was tough. But I can't imagine seven sons and three daughters in one day. In 07, I buried my dad. In 08, I buried my father-in-law. In 2011, I buried my brother. In 2016, I buried, in 6 months, I buried my older sister. I buried my middle sister. I buried my mama. And I also buried my mother-in-law in a six-month span. 2021, I buried my twin sister. And most of my family's gone. Now, I can't imagine how that it would be burying seven sons and three daughters at one time. When you study this, and by the way, all those funerals I was talking about, during the process of that, I buried a lot of aunts and uncles. And we're living in a dying land. And when you study about Job, you'll find that Job lost his family. Job lost his finances. Job lost his friends. And Job lost the finest of health when you study about his life. And when it all is said and done, Job is having a series of bad days. Matter of fact, you'll study about it when you come to the first part of the book of Job. Job has got boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. And I'll say, when I think about the troubles of Job, you and I are not exempt from problems tonight. I wish we never had any trouble. I wish our loved ones never got sick. I wish problems never come our way. But the truth of the matter is, because you and I are saved tonight, that does not exempt you and I from going through trials and tribulations and problems and hardship. The black preacher said it this way. The black preacher said, it's not why does bad things happen to Job, but why does bad things happen to me? So that is so true tonight. And life is made up of trials and tribulations. When you study the book of Job tonight, you'll find that. Here's something interesting in studying. I said it some time ago and found all the verses for it. Job is having a terrible time. Job's afflictions, listen what they are. Job had a severe itching. There's nothing no more miserable than having to scratch all the time. Had Job had boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Job had scabs and sores all over him. Job had nightmares. It's in the book of Job. Job had bad breath. The Bible talks about that. Job had loss of weight. Job had chills and fever. Job had diarrhea. I studied all that out. Job also, if you study about him, his skin turned black. When you come to chapter number 2 and verse 12, they didn't even recognize who he was. His friends looked at him and saw him and didn't even recognize who he was. And when you come to chapter number 12, chapter 2, verse 13, his friends come and here's what they do. They sat down around him for 7 days and seven nights and don't say one word. They come to comfort him, but they sat down around him 7 days and seven nights, chapter 2, verse 13. and they don't open their mouth and say one word. But when you come to chapter 5, it altogether changes. They accused Job of everything. He talked about how they tormented him. Matter of fact, chapter 16, verse 1, he talks about his miserable comforters, those that has come to comfort him. He says in chapter 19, he said, 10 times you've approached me or mocked me. I'm telling you this evening, if you got friends like Job, you don't need no enemies. And Job at this time is going through a terrible, terrible time. And get what I'm getting ready to say to you. When you look in chapter 2 and 3, you'll find that Job is sitting on a ash pile, garbage dump, where they threw the trash. And it's where the dogs would come and get the trash and eat it. That's where you find Job in chapter 3, sitting on that ash pile. And as Job is sitting there, there's somebody else come and sit down beside of him. His name's called the devil. He said, Job, where's your friends at now? Hey, Job, where's your God at now? Boy, he began to torment Job and accuse Job and everything else. And when you study this book tonight, you'll find that Job is going through a terrible time. As a matter of fact, it's a year, if you study the book, that he's going through that. And I'll say this to you now before I read the text and preach. We are not exempt from sickness, pain, disappointment, said phone calls, death. Who knows what this week's going to bring? Who knows what, are you listening to me? What's going to happen this week? And with that in mind, Job says this in chapter 23. Job says in verse 1, then Job answered and said, even so today is my complaint bitter, and my stroke heavy, how did my groaning. Look at verse 3. All that I knew, man, all that I knew, where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. Job said, I just wish I could find God. I can't find God. I wish I could find him. If I just knew where he was at. He says in verse 8, behold, I went forward, but he's not there. I went backward, but cannot perceive him. Job said, I've looked everywhere, and it don't seem like I can find him anywhere. This morning I talked about how to be just with God. I also talked about if a man dies, shall he live again? This is not a question, but I'm going to make a question out of it. He says in verse 3, oh, that I knew, oh, that I might find God. I'm preaching out on this thought. Where can I find God? Oh, where can I find God? And think about this tonight. When you sit down and look at Job, it's a pretty pitiful picture. It's a pretty sad picture. I don't know why this week when I found out I was going to preach it today, had God led me to the book of Job. When I found out I was going to preach, I began to pull out all my good stuff. And I said, I'll use this one. I'll do this. I'll do this. But Friday morning when I woke up, the Holy Ghost said, right there it is. So I'll talk to you tonight on this thought. All that I knew, where that I might find God. Can I say this tonight? Has there ever been a time in your life you said this? Where's God? Why am I going through this? I don't understand this. Why is this happening? Before you get over one thing, something else comes. And before you get over something else comes. And I don't know if you've ever done it or not, but I have. I've said to myself, I don't understand this. Why am I going through? Why is my family going through this? Why is our church having to go through this? I don't know if you've ever said that or not, but in all the years of pastoring, I've said that many a time. I've had family after family after family. It seemed like every time they got a phone call, it was sad. Problems, sickness, cancer, death. That's all I could hear. And so it is with Job tonight. Job is saying, where's God at? I don't know if I just knew where he was at. If I just knew where he was at, I would go. And I'd sit down with him. I looked forward, I looked backward, I looked both sides. And I couldn't find God. And I, again, on this say this evening, you may have never been there. I kind of doubt it. Probably everybody in this room has been there. And you ladies that work in the hospital, I'm sure you've met families and seen families and do a regular basis and work in the doctor's offices. I'm sure you get that news all the time. I was at Dr. Mitten's years ago. And somebody come and got me, maybe one of these ladies here, and said, we need a preacher in here to pray with this lady. And I never will forget, I don't think it'd be wrong to call a name because we're on the internet, but I never will forget, I walked in this room. And that was my friend, Brother Randy Edwards' wife. Eat up with cancer. And it was telling her mother. And I walked in that room and I said to myself, I don't understand that. Her husband's a preacher. Been preaching for years and years. And I'll say this to you now. You may have never been there yet. I kind of doubt it. But I promise you this tonight. If you're not, you will. And there'll be a day you'll say to yourself, where's God at in all this? Job said, oh, that I knew. Oh, that I might find him. Have you ever prayed? And it seemed like your prayer didn't get above the ceiling. Have you ever talked to God and seemed like he didn't talk back? Are you listening to me? I never will forget this. Now, I don't want to dwell on this because I don't like it. But when I got sick 2 years ago, 3 years ago, wound up in the hospital, I never will forget that. They wouldn't let nobody in to see me for several days. And rightfully so. I'm not complaining about that. Rightfully so. And right in the midst of what I was going through, the devil come in that room. Yes, he did. He said, you're done. You're not going to preach no more. This thing's over. You're done. Can I tell you something tonight? He's a liar. I said he's a liar. And I will tell you tonight that you may have never been there, but there'll be a day that you'll probably say, where's God? I don't understand this. I do not understand this. Where's God? But we get them sad phone calls from time to time. Our loved one is got stage 4. Our loved one are the stage 5. I don't know if they are or not. But you hear that all the time. And you say to yourself, I don't understand that. My son-in-law, Brother Jeremy, showed me a picture of a preacher that I met years ago, yesterday. Good man of God, a good man of God, middle age, maybe 60 years old. That's middle age. And maybe 60 years old. And he said, did you hear about so-and-so? I said, I did not. He said, do you know so-and-so? I said, yeah, I know him. And he pulled his picture up, and I saw his picture. Friday, he's taking a shower. While he's taking a shower, he falls out of the shower dead. That quick, probably a heart attack. And can I say this to you now? I don't understand that. A church is left without a man of God. A pastor, people is left without a pastor. And I just want to say this to you tonight. There'll be a day in your life, if you've never been there, that you're going to say, where is God at? I don't understand. Can you see Job tonight? I can't imagine. Scaled over. Turned black. Fever. Sickness. No wonder he had bed breath. Can you imagine what he's going through? That's what motivated Job to say this right here. Oh, that I knew where I could find God. If I just could find him, I would come to his seat. And I'd sit with him. He says in the verses here, behold, I go forward in verse 8, but he's not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. And I'll say to you, church, tonight, listen to me. You may be going through a hard time right now, and we are. Our leader is sick. Our pastor is sick. And that bothers me. He's my son, but he's also my pastor. And I miss him right here tonight. And you miss him tonight. And we go through hard times, but I got some good news. God's around. I've got God's around tonight. Are you hearing me? Hey, you said, Preacher Job said, oh, that I knew. If I just knew where God was. I want to give you four things and I'm done. Where you can find God. Well, if I just knew where I could find him. And can I tell you this tonight before I give him to you? He's a whole lot closer than you think he is. He's not near as far away as you think he is tonight. I give you four little thoughts and I'll be done. Number one. You say, Preacher, along with Job tonight, oh, that I knew. Well, that I might find him. Where can I find him, Preacher? I feel lonely. I feel forsaken. I feel like my best friend's gone. I feel like my walls coming down around me. Where can I find God? I want to say, number one, you can find God in the Scriptures. Are you with me? You can find God in the Scriptures tonight. Bible says also in this text, he says, neither have I gone backward in verse 12 from thy commandments of his lips. I esteem his word, words of mouth, more than my necessary food. Job said, I'd rather have the word of God, one word from God, than my necessary food. And I'll say this to you tonight. I'll tell you where you'd find him. You say, Preacher, where can I find God? You can find him right here in this book. Are you with me? You see, when we get discouraged and get down, many times we quit reading the Bible. But I'll tell you, the Word of God is as precious and as good in the midnight hours it is in the middle of the day. The Word of God is as good when the sun's not shining as it is when the sun is shining. And I'll tell you, he's the same God in the night that he is in daytime, thank God. Hey, you'll find him in the Word of God. You remember this right here. Search is the word ramsack. You ever seen anybody break into a house and ramsack it? That's what the word means. Search or ramsack. Search the Scriptures. Friend, then you think you have eternal life. And they're they which, anybody know how to finish that verse? That Miss Bible sitting over here. Testify of me. Let me read it again. Search the Scriptures. Friend, if you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify me. You go to reading this book. It won't be long, he'll show up. I said you go to reading this Bible. It won't be long, he'll show up. You remember them old boys on the road to Emmaus after the resurrection? They're headed on the road to Emmaus. And he appears to them after the resurrection, and they didn't even recognize him. They didn't know who he was. And the Bible said in Luke 24 that he began at Moses and began to expound the Scriptures to them about himself. Then he went away. Then those guys said, Did not our hearts burn within us when we walked along the way? You want me to tell you where you'll find him tonight? You'll find him in this book. You may be here tonight and you might be like Job and you're saying, where's God at? I just don't understand. That's where's God at tonight. Go to reading the book. Are you hearing me tonight? I never will forget when I got sick. I never thought there'd be a time that I would not read my Bible. But when I had the disease, the China disease, there was a few days I didn't know why I was up or down. I don't remember that doctor's name at Mount Early, but I appreciate him today. And he kept working, and kept coming in and helping me. And God used him to help. But there was some days that I picked my Bible. I couldn't even read it. And when I couldn't read the Bible, I lay on my bed. And I began to rehearse the Bible in my mind. Hide thy word in thine heart. And that scripture that I'd learned down through the years, it would come to my mind. You want me to tell you where you'll find him? Hey, church, I'll tell you where you'll find him tonight. You'll find him in the scriptures. Thank God he's always there. My brother's son. Y'all don't know this. Jerry, my brother, probably would have been 80s, 90s, Pam and David got killed. Probably 90s. He had a son named David. One of the godliest young men I've ever met in my life. Loved God. God gave him a jewel for a wife. Her name was Pam. We're sitting at my daddy's house one afternoon. And down across 268, across the railroad track, Clayman Road goes from Ronda to Clayman across the river. There's a long half mile straightaway from the railroad tracks to the end of that bridge. I've run it many a time, quarter of a mile. I ain't going to go into that. But anyhow, we're sitting there and there's a tremendous racket, crushing, metal crushing. That we hear, we have no idea what it was. Come to find out, it was David and Pam. They had a head-on collision. Pam killed instant. David killed instant. Pam was killed instant. Take David to the Baptist Hospital, put him on a vent, and two or three days he was gone. And now we'll forget them days. And now we'll forget it. And I asked my brother one day, I said, Jerry, how are you getting by? And he looked at me and he said, I think Johnny said the same thing. He said, the only way I can get by is keep my nose in that book. The only way I can survive is just read that Bible every day. You want me to tell you, church, where you can find God tonight? I tell you where you can find him. You can find him right here. Stay in the book. Stay in the book. Thank God, stay in the book. I won't tell you tonight, Job said, if I just knew where I could find God, I would come there. I want to say you can find him in the scriptures. I want to say number two tonight, Job said, if I just knew where I could find God. You're going to think this is strange, but I'm going to say it. You can find him in the scriptures. But I'll say number two, you can find him in the storm. Just say, I don't want to hear that. I'm going to read it to you. I don't have it marked, but I'm going to read it. Matthew chapter 14. Listen to this right here. Bible said, and straightway in verse 22, Jesus constrained his disciples, get in the ship and go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. Now, when evening was come, they was there alone. And the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the winds was contrary. In the fourth watch of the night came Jesus walking on the water. Get this picture. That storm was so severe, if you study it, they thought the ship was going to go down. And Jesus said, get in the ship and go to the other side. See, they were so obedient. They was doing what they supposed to be doing. And what happens sometimes when storms come, the booger man comes and says, you're out of the will of God. Your life's not right. There must be something wrong in your life. Or you wouldn't be going through what you're going through right now. Why, that's what they told Job, by the way. They accused Job of sin. They even accused Job of being a sinner. And said, the reason your children are dead is because of your sin. Are you listening? And I'll tell you this tonight. You get in a storm tonight, and I'll tell you this. The booger man will come to your house if you don't watch it. He'll tell you, hey, the reason you're having them problems, you must be out of the will of God. You can't be right with God going through that. But I want to remind you of something tonight. Them disciples was obedient right in the middle of the will of God. And the wind was blowing. The lightning was flashing. The rain was descending. And the ship was just about ready to go under. but in the fourth watch of the night. By the way, you know where he's at? You know where Jesus had been that night? I know where he'd been. He'd been up in the mountain overseeing them what was going on. He saw them the whole time. You may think he don't see you. But I promise you, I'm about to shout, man. You may think he's nowhere around. He don't see me, what I'm going through. You wait just a minute. He sat high enough to see it all. He's sitting up there on the mountain praying all night. The Bible talks about the winds was contrary, and the waves was high, and the rain was descending, and the ship was just about ready to go down. But get this. Remember what he said. He said, get in the ship, go to the other side. They went out of the will of God. They was right slap dab in the middle of the will of God. And the Bible said in that chapter that he came walking to them in the fourth watch of the night. They tell me that's from 3 to 6 a.m. That's the darkest part of the night. And are you listening? You say, well, preacher, why in the world hadn't God done something on my behalf? Why had God calmed my storm? Why didn't he help me? It might be that you've not got to the fourth watch of the night yet. Are you listening? He knows where you're at. He knows what you're going through. And get this tonight. He come a-walking on the water. That'd be a sight to behold. Walking on the water and it wasn't froze over. Walking on the water. Now I'll tell you this tonight. You say, preacher, where can I find God? I feel like Job. Our church, I feel like Job. Where can I find God? You can find him in the storm. He's around, thank God. He knows where you're at. Are you listening? You can find him in the storm. And I want to remind you this one more time. He didn't come to the fourth watch of the night. So many times God allows things to happen in our life. And the reason he allows that to happen and get so bad and so dark is simply because if we work it out, we'll take the glory. But God wakes all human possibilities are gone, and then God shows up and gets the glory. And I'll say to you now, Job said, where can I find God? Hey, you can find him in the storm. I want to say number three quickly tonight. Don't only find him in the scriptures. You can find him in the storm, and I'm not going to be long with this one. I'll say you can find him in supplication. Now, I don't know about you tonight, but there's times I pray. And I'm honest with you, it don't feel like it gets to that speaker. But he does hear. You remember what the Bible said in the Gospels 2 or 3 times? He repeats this. If two of you on earth will agree as touching the same thing, praying and asking God, he said, I will be in the midst. You want me to tell you where you can find him? You can find him in supplication. Whether it feels like you're getting through or not, I promise you he'll always be there. And I promise you tonight, thank God, oh, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls my heart out of this world and turned to him. What a joy. What a joy. You find him in supplication. But I want to hasten to say this. Job said, if I just knew where I could find God. You don't only find him in supplication. Don't say you can find him in the sanctuary. Y'all get what I just said? You can find him in the sanctuary. You shouldn't do it. Psalm 73. Asaph didn't understand. He didn't understand what he was going through. But as for me, my feet was almost gone. My steps was well nigh slim. And he goes down and talks about he was in this against the workers of iniquity. He saw how the world was moving. It seemed like the world was more blessed than he was. He said, I don't understand that until he went into the house of God. Are you listening to him? He talks about them that was against him. And I thought this too hard to know in verse 16. It was too painful for me. Look at verse 17. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood therein. Can I tell you where you'll find him? If you're in a storm tonight, you'll find him in church. You're not going to find him at home. Now, if you're sick and can't go to church, that's one thing. But I'll say tonight, a lot of people get in a storm. You know what they do? They quit. And it's willing to tell me that it's quit. I tell you, well, you'll find God. You'll find him in the sanctuary. I promise you that tonight. Are you listening? You'll find him in the sanctuary. I want to say this. The majority of my ministry, I live right beside of a church. I live in a pastorium. Two of the churches I pastor. Live right beside of the church like the pastor here. There's times I would be discouraged. I feel like quitting on Monday morning. And I'd go up to the house of God or over to the house of God. There'd be nobody around, just the empty auditorium. And I'd walk in that building and walk in that church. And I'd walk by the altar and walk by the pulpit, walk by the piano, walk by the choir. There was something about just getting in the church house. I mean, nobody was there. But just getting in God's house, there was something about that that encouraged me. Listen to me tonight. Hey, something about church. Hey, there's something about the sanctuary of God. We ought to treat it holy. I go in churches. They're sitting there eating popcorn, tater chips, drinking Mountain Dews. They don't want me to be their pastor. It's holy. This is God's house. You don't have to wear a necktie every time come church. But it's church. It's church. Are you hearing me? So I'm saying to you tonight, just getting in the house of God. Hey, you'd find, Job said, if I just knew where I could find him, hey, you'd find him in the sanctuary. I love this right here. A room of quietness, a tempest of peace. A home of faith where doubt and cease. A home of comfort where joy is given. A source of strength to help me to heaven. A place of worship. A place to pray. I found all this in the house of my church today. And can I tell you something? I'll tell you where you'll find him. You'll find him in the sanctuary. I'm done. Job said, I just knew where he was at. And all I'm going through, if I just find God. Can I tell you where you can find him? Get my last point. Get it good. In finding in the saints. Y'all didn't get it. You can find him. God's family is the best family in the world. I don't know how many of you this week text me. I have no idea. Every time I pick my phone up, be somebody from the family of Amazing Grace. Love you, preacher. Our pastor's going to be all right. We're praying for him. We're praying for you, Miss Jan. You want us to come drive you home? We'll come get you. We'll come get Miss Jan. Say where you'll find him. You'll find him in the saints. God's people's the best people in the world. Are y'all hearing me preach tonight? I promise you. Sometimes it may just be a word. Sometimes it may just be a short text. And God will take that. God's people is the best people. It's the best family. I'm laid in the hospital with that China disease. My phone rings. Days I didn't answer it. When I got feeling better, I'd answer it. Picked it up. I said, hello? He said, preacher, this is Jimmy. Just want to tell you, nobody prays for you. There's one praying for you. He's making intercession for you, preacher. He ain't going to forget you. I love you, preacher. See you. Jimmy Millsaps. Only God in heaven knows what that 5-second phone call did for me that morning. You want me to tell you where you'll find him? You'll find him in the saints. Are you hearing me? My respect for the Amazing Grace Baptist Church and our pastor. I didn't think it ever could get any higher than what it is. But after this week, what a family. I'm closer to you than I am some of my blood kin. What a family. You say, preacher, where can I find him? You can find him in the saints. Sometimes just a little word, just a little text. God's family is the best family in the world. Somebody turn to Job 42. I want you to read it for me. Somebody's got a loud voice. I've got it right here. I can read it. Turn the windshield wipers on. Job 42. The first four words of verse 16, stand up and read it loud. Guess y'all didn't get what she just read. After this lived Job. 12 months ago, he was in bad shape. 12 months ago, he's sitting there with scabs and sores all over him. 12 months ago, he had fever. 12 months ago, his friends was making fun of him. 12 months ago, his wife said, won't you curse God and die? 12 months ago, he buried 10 children. But in Job 42, and sometimes it's a long ways between Job chapter 1 and Job 42. But in chapter 42, and after this, lived Job. And he had twice as much as he did at the beginning. I say we've seen Job. I'm done. I say we've seen Job sitting on that ash pile, taking that piece of broken pottery, scraping them balls, going through shaking, sick, skins turned black, couldn't even recognize him. And the devil has come and sat down beside him and said, Job, where's your God at now? Hey, Joe! Where's them saints at now? And by the way, he reminded them of that in chapter 5. Where's the saints? Where's them that said they're going to stand with you? This is 12 months before. But 12 months later, after this, lived Job. And I see Job sitting out with everything restored twice as much. And Job said something about something like this. Hey, where you at? Hey, devil, where you at now? Come here, devil. Y'all ain't getting what I'm preaching. Are y'all hearing me tonight? He wasn't nowhere to be found. You see, the devil don't play fair. He comes when you're at the bottom. He hits you when you're at your worst. But I see old Job stand up, heal, everything great, been restored twice as much. Boy, I'll tell you what, Job, hey, devil, come here, I'll show you something. Where you at? Oh, yeah. Can't lose. You can't lose when you're on the winning side.